You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Last week, the TwoCare organization held their annual Natural Resources Summit. It was held at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Because of the pandemic, it was broadcast online. Here are the edited opening remarks from Speaker Mike Albrecht.
Good morning. I'm Mike Albrecht, and it's my privilege to welcome you to the TwoCare's 28th Natural Resource Summit. TwoCare is short for Tuolumne County Alliance for Resources and Environment, and although we've hosted 27 past Natural Resource Summits, this is our first virtual COVID-19 summit, and we pray our last. This would have been an easy summit to cancel, but in the end, our TwoCare staff and board of directors decided the issues and challenges we face in our forest just can't wait another year. We have to start identifying right now steps we can agree on that will take lives lost, homes and businesses destroyed, and acres incinerated out of the headlines and replace it with forests, California's forests, the envy of and the example of the world. How can we do this? First, we'll need to agree on the theme for our summit. Where there's a will, there's a way. My belief is the way part of this aphorism is the easy part. At the Associated California Loggers annual conference, our theme was, we are the solution. Thinning our forests today with modern logging systems will be a big part of the solution. But first, we need like-minded agreement from the U.S. Forest Service, CAL FIRE, the Bureau of Land Management, our forest products industry, and environmental organizations, and our legal and judicial systems. Agreement that we've seen enough destruction and waste of our resources and environment, and that we will no longer stand by while California continues to import over 75% of its wood products from other states and countries, and America remains the second leading importer of softwood lumber in the world. The fundamental question is, do we have the will to, as one of my colleagues recently said, make powerful change in how we do things? Do we have the will to right the ship that I'll call the USS Forest Resources, that is currently headed in the wrong direction and sinking? Can we finally trust each other, logger, environmentalist, and government, to work in our forests at a much faster pace and a much larger scale without 500 to 1,000 page documents that basically say, follow the rules? Can we finally agree that the time and money wasted in court is holding us all back from truly working together to save our forests, which filter water into the ground and produce the very air we breathe? Let's see what we can learn.